Let her explain, because I see her over there making moves, believing in her dreams, raising her family, buying her home, building her business, and taking time out to take care of herself. She's a mother, a wife, a sister, a friend, a daughter, but most importantly, she's you, a child of God. Now stand still and allow me to adjust your crown, because Queen, you did that. Hey ladies, welcome to another episode of Let Her Explain. It's your girl Latrice, and today I have a very special guest, Miss Deborah, host of Secrets They Kept podcast.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, I'm so happy to have you on.
I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. So today, ladies, the age-old question. The age-old question for us single women or us childless women. And what's that, Miss Deborah?
Why y'all don't have any kids yet?
Why you ain't got no kids? Yes. Oh,
gosh. When am I going to get some grandkids?
And when you going to put some beans in the oven?
Girl.
That question. We're here to talk about it.
Yes, let's talk about it.
So let's that wonderful question us single women or us childless women get all the time.
Yes, because you don't have to be single. It's definitely
you don't
married as long as you're over 21.
Yeah.
They do start counting your biological clock like them eggs don't last forever.
Who you telling? When I tell you, it's like, hold on, I'm gonna need you to get off my ovaries and let me get this together, okay?
Please and thank you.
Thank you. But I think the question, I know for the majority of the time, it comes out of just people wanting to know, and there's a curiosity, a little nosiness, you know, as to why they want to know, you know, why they want to know why you don't have any kids. But it's, in hindsight, it's a very personal and almost rude question.
Yeah, it's really sensitive.
It's so sensitive. Almost to me could be taboo, because with women, our bodies are so very different. Each and every one of us, there is no woman mm-hmm. that is the same. Mm-hmm. And so everyone may not be able to conceive so easily. And the health problems that may a woman may have that will prevent her from having children. So when that question is asked to me, I kind of cringe inside, like, why?
And sometimes why? It's definitely not us. Sometimes those swimmers do not mm-hmm. swim.
Oh yes, oh yes. If you're with someone who he, you know, y'all good in the bedroom, but his swimmers are just like, thank you for all that action y'all just put in. But
that's all yeah. I got.
That's all we got. That's
yeah,
all we got.
Yeah, and but you know, the negative thing about that is often it's assumed that it's the woman. People yes. very seldom think, well, you know, maybe something's not happening with both of you. And
exactly.
sometimes there's absolutely nothing wrong with either of you. It's just a situation of it's not time for you to have kids. And so it doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen. And I think because with that, with everything, timing, there's timing with everything, and
just because
you want it now doesn't mean in hindsight that's when you're supposed to have it. And I have your child, and I say it, have your blessing, because a child is very much so a
absolutely.
blessing. And when God feels like it's your time, and you may feel like I'm over the certain age, you know, I'm barren, and you know, how can I even get pregnant and things like that, and then boom, you're blessed. Because I mean, granted, Janet Jackson is a millionaire times over, but she got pregnant at 50.
Exactly. But you know, it's so funny that you said that about God's timing, because I can honestly speak about a place of I was married for legally 8 years.
Mm.
And most of those 8 years, I tried to have a child.
Really?
Never happened. And people, it would be so horrible because people were constantly like, well, why y'all don't have no kids? Why y'all don't have kids? Not knowing that going home, it was horrible for me as far as going through the emotional roller coaster of mm-hmm. every month. You're like, oh God, I got my period again. Oh God. And then somebody would come to your, I've had somebody come to me and be like, it must be you why y'all don't have kids.
Oh my gosh.
I know he wants kids. But the crazy part about that is now that I'm divorced, I am so glad.
Girl, praise dance. Praise dance. We're going to do the Pentecostal praise dance, honey, around this room.
I'm so glad that that never happened. And I've spoken to other people that have been in a similar situation. And they now have children. And it's like, I'm so grateful that God did not answer my prayers because he knew what he was doing in the timing that he did it. Because
exactly,
I would have been stuck with somebody for life that I'm definitely not trying to be stuck with. So
exactly. And then you moved on and you all parted ways, and you're, and that stress, that not say stress, but the,
oh, it's stress.
Well, to not have that stress of having to, you know, co-parent.
Exactly.
You know, I see friends and I see family who, you know, who had children in a marriage and now they're divorced, and the stress of co-parenting, it has put on both sides, you know, and on the children. So the fact that you, you know, it was a blessing in hindsight that you didn't, you know, conceive with your ex-husband and you can just walk away, because, you know, God is in control of all things. And who's to say your next husband, boom, you know, that first try, and God was like, see, I saved this blessing, this child for you and this man, mm-hmm, who you're supposed to be connected to. Because I feel like there is nothing to be tied with a child, with a to a person that really wasn't supposed to be in your life. Is
it's rough.
It's rough. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I've had a friend tell me that, and this is a guy who has, you know, three children, and he said, you know, Trees, I'm looking for a woman, you know, that I'm really supposed to be with, I'm meant to be with, because his children are a blessing, but I have soul ties to three people.
Mm.
That wasn't supposed to be in my life like this. And, you know, because everyone you encounter isn't supposed to be in your life forever.
Absolutely.
Some people are seasonal. Mm-hmm. Some people are lifetime. So mm-hmm. then when you are connected to a person by a child, that's hard. That's a difficult thing to have to really deal with. And I feel sorry for the women who, especially because us women, we are very emotional, mm-hmm. and intimacy is very soul tied. And when you have a child with a man who rejects you, and that child ends up looking just like that man,
it's tough. And I can only imagine tough. That space. I can and only I can imagine that space.
Only imagine having to feel that rejection from that man, but having to love this little human that you created with this man who's rejected you. And this person, this little blessing, looks just like that man.
Not just that. Sometimes the little blessing loves that man more than they mm-hmm. love me.
Yes. Yes.
And it's like, I can't tell you that it's raggedy, but he really is. And yeah. I wish that you knew that so you wouldn't treat me so awful. But yeah, it comes with it. And mind you, we're not at all saying that having a child is a hindrance or anything. It's
no.
it's legitimately, when it is time for me to have a child, I am ready, I'm open, I'm welcoming. But mm-hmm. just stop trying to count my eggs before they hatch. Literally.
Yes.
Like, please let me handle this part, because there are, and this month, ironically, is PCOS Awareness Month. And I know so many people that have PCOS, and it is.
Break that down.
So it's polycystic ovarian syndrome. And what it means pretty much is your eggs don't release as the average woman would, rather. Mm-hmm. And you have cysts around your ovaries. And so you do struggle with infertility because you don't have a normal period. And so if you don't have any eggs to fertilize, it's difficult for you to get pregnant. Now, PCOS is not something that you can look at someone and say, oh, she has PCOS. So a lot of times people are struggling privately, and it's so sensitive. You feel less than, because it's like, well, I'm a woman, and people make it seem like you being a woman having a child is a rite of passage.
Yes.
And it's not a rite of passage. And people also make it seem like if you do not conceive, then you're not a mom. Or if you do not conceive, then you're not a woman. And so psychologically, we continuously tear each other down. Psychologically, we tear each other down as women. We get it from other women more than we get it from men. Like, girl, you still don't have no kids. Girl, you still don't have that. You don't have men coming up to you and asking you, when are you going to have children? It's other women. And we have to do better with uplifting each other and embracing each other instead of trying to make another woman feel less than because they're not adjusting to life or they're not planning their life the same way that you've planned it.
Yeah, because I may not have that, have had that dream of being 30, married with, you know, two children or 2.5 children, how they used to put it. And never 2.5. Understood that one. 2.5. Oh. But that's not my dream. And you can't hold, I say you can't, but please don't look down on me because I am 34, soon to be 35, you know, or however, or mid-30s, and I don't have children.
Absolutely.
You know, because I can say for me personally, me not having children, I'm fine with that.
And especially right now.
And right now, exactly. And right now, I'm definitely fine, especially being in this pandemic. My heart goes out to every parent who's dealing with children, with, you know, having to their emotional distress being in this pandemic and not understanding, you know, that they can't go to school, they can't see their friends, they can't hug their friends, they can't play with their friends, and having to learn, especially as a child, it's so hard to, you know, just to focus and to have little children. Now having to focus, you know, through a computer with their teachers and their friends, that's the only way they can see them. My heart goes out because that is difficult. And then on top of that, you have to help teach them, help keep them focused, help keep them emotionally lifted up, as well as yourself, and work at the same time, side by side.
And we're, you know, you have to teach yourself too, because this new math situation, I keep hearing about it.
I saw samples of it, and I'm like, who thought this was a good idea?
I don't know. Somebody that was bored.
Very bored. So like I said, the fact that, and this is a little gloating, but please, I humbly gloat. I don't have to deal with that. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't have to worry about, you know, taking care of someone else and feeding someone else, making sure that they're, you know, they're together and everything else, because parenthood is a lot. And
it's a lot of work.
Congrats. I know.
Kudos to the moms and the dads.
Kudos to the not even single, to the parents out there, moms and dads, and the grandparents and the aunts and the uncles who are also helping.
Absolutely.
You know, because it really does take a village to raise a child. And I know that me, where I'm at right now, I don't have the patience for children. I don't have I don't even have the mental capacity in a certain sense that for children, because I'm so used to being by myself. I'm pretty sure when, you know, that day comes, God willingly, you know, that when I get pregnant, I hear there's a click, you know, that maternal, you know, instinct just clicks in. And I'm pretty sure it will definitely click in. But with my life that it is now, I love it.
Yep. I appreciate my journey. I appreciate what it is. And I appreciate that everything will happen in God's timing.
Exactly. It will definitely happen in God's timing. So it's just like when that time comes, until that time comes, I'm going to enjoy this, because with every season of your life, you should enjoy it. Single, divorce, whatever it is that you're going through, you have to find the silver lining in it. You have to find some type of joy in no matter what space that you are in life.
And absolutely.
Sometimes, girl, don't get me wrong, you know, I have to come back and say, Treese, you know, you're single right now, but that doesn't mean it's going to be like that forever. You know, so enjoy this time. So I'm enjoying it. I get to go. I get to leave my house. I get to do whatever I want to on my terms. I don't have to check in with anyone. I don't have to ask for the approval or go over it or do whatever, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's all on me, and I have to. And I really do enjoy it. But coming back to all of that, you know, well, I wanted to ask you, when you was talking about when you were married. I know that he was your high school, you dated when you were in high school. So when you got married, was it immediately after you got married you were trying, or was it, did you give yourself some time?
I think we did a year. Okay. And then after a year, it was kind of like, all right, we did the, you know, you have your whole life mapped out. So it was like, mm-hmm. we did a year. And now you get off birth control and you hear about so many people like, oh, yeah, I got off birth control and I got pregnant in 6 months. So I was just like, okay, I'm going to get, oh, I even planned it down to like the season. Because I was like,
I don't want to search and search. I don't want to search and search.
I was like, I don't want to be pregnant in the summertime because I don't want to be hot. And you know, Atlanta gets really hot in the mm-hmm. summertime, so I want a winter baby. But then again, I don't want to be really cold in case it snows, so I want a fall baby. So I want to get pregnant at this time so I can give birth in like September, October, or I'm even cool with like the end of August. That way they don't have to wait till the next year to go to school. I had it.
I like how you was telling God your plans. Girl. God was looking down and was like, oh, my
child. He laughed real hard. He was like, you're real cute. He said, you're so cute. But I had it down. I was just like, yeah, because I was born in October and I had to go to school the following year.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, I don't want that for my baby. I had a name and everything. I was like, I don't want that for my baby. So I'm going to get pregnant on this day. And then the baby's going to be born by this date. And then it's going to be like, boom, you start school when, you know, with the rest of the kids. It's going to be right. And I'm going to be pregnant when it's nice and cool. We're going to go to the hospital, pop this baby out, and just come back home. And it's going to be amazing.
And we're going to be this family. And is it how
and he
it
was go? Like, nah. And the funny thing about that is, too, another factor is sometimes women have not just, there's so many factors to infertility. Yes. And, not just infertility, like I know people that kept getting pregnant and kept having miscarriages. Mm-hmm. So I just thought, like, you know, those things, I don't have to worry about it. My mother has 9 children. Her wow. mother had 9. In total, I think I have like 20 something aunts and uncles. All of my siblings have children. And so I was just like, oh yeah, I'm good. Like, you know, when I'm ready, we're just gonna pop this thing out and just keep it moving. Have the other one. I'm gonna be done by 29. Wow. I'm 35. That did wow. not happen.
Wow.
Oh, I'm so grateful.
Girl. I've never had a pregnancy. Well, let me see. No, I've never had a pregnancy scare. And I really... when the time comes, like, it's going to be something magical, you know, because I do want to experience how it feels to be pregnant. Cause I think it's just so amazing to, like, when you really think about it, there is mm-hmm. a real human. I myself was a little tiny person in my mom. And now I'm doing the same, like, to think yeah, about that.
It's amazing.
It's such an amazing experience. And I can say, yeah, in hindsight, I do want to experience that. I do want a little cherry running around. but it hasn't. God has like, no, it's just never. Those guys were not it. And it just wasn't your time. But your time is going to come. And I know, speaking for myself, it's 2020 now. And 2012, mm-hmm. I was, you know, go to the, you know, not optometrist, but OBGYN. And I was having my PAPs, my annual PAPs. I was having irregular pap smears. And mm-hmm. so I had to go back. So when you have irregular pap smears, they will request that you come back twice a year mm-hmm. to have. So I was going back twice a year. And I go in for my second time of the year. And this is like maybe two or three weeks before Valentine's Day. And my doctor looks at me, and I'm that kind of aggravating patient, but you know, I'm all, you know, innocent because, and I crazy for me, I really like having a male OBGYN doctor. Mm-hmm.
Some people prefer that.
Yeah. So I used to be like, you know, I shave for you, and you was just so quick. Just
girl, they don't care.
So me and my doctor would just go back at it with a little banter, but he was like, you know, Miss Cherry, my cervix, I was having the, I really wish I could remember the name, the technical name, but I was having like a mucus circle around my cervix that was causing the irregular pap. So I had to have surgery, and crazy enough, I had surgery on my cervix, on Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
Of that year. So my joke was, yeah, I'm going to be, you know, my Valentine's Day will be laid back with my legs open, but you know,
I cannot,
but it was a In-N-Out procedure, but it scared me because he was like, Miss Cherry, without this surgery, you know, you have a higher risk of having cervical cancer. Mm-hmm. And I remember just, I'm in my 20s, and I remember just like, what? And I'm just sitting there on the table crying my eyes out, like, what?
Yeah.
So there are so many things that comes along with being a woman and having, and getting pregnant, and just keeping a healthy cervix and uterus, and just having your periods and your menstrual cycles. And, you know, then we deal with thyroid problems. I mean, it's so many things.
And because fibroids, which yes. I had, and ironically, I think it was the same year. A lot of people don't know this, but if you have fibroids and you're on birth control, so birth control essentially tricks your body into making you feel like you're pregnant. So if you have fibroids, the hormones from the birth control pill grows the fibroids at a more rapid rate than if you were just regular fibroids. So I was on birth control, and when I went and got my annual, and I went and got my annual 1 year, and they were like, oh, you have little fibroids, but a lot of women of color have fibroids. A lot of women have it, period. But when you're a woman of color, you're more prone to everything.
Heightened. Yes. Yes.
But the following year I went, and my doctor was like, oh no, these are huge. So she said, I had a whole fruit stand. I had a grapefruit, I had an orange, I had an apple, and this is what they could see. And then I was told, okay, we're going to go in, do a 2-inch incision. It's going to be about the size of a quarter. And we're going to go in and take out the ones that we see. And it's going to be great. You're going to be out for about 4 weeks out of work. And it's going to be good. When I woke up from my surgery, I had a cut from one side of my stomach to the other side. Because when they went in, there were fibroids in my uterine wall, fibroids. Oh, it was everywhere. Gosh. And so I was told, well, that was probably one of the reasons why you couldn't get pregnant, because fibroids were blocking everything. When I laid on my back, you could literally like feel that I had stuff happening in my stomach. And it wasn't that my stomach was so big, but it was just a lot blocking in there. Wow. And so they were like, well, you know, that's probably a reason why you never got pregnant. And also, after a year of not getting pregnant, they label you on your medical chart as infertile. So imagine having that emotional space of, well, yeah, you're infertile, and somebody's constantly, well, why you don't have kids? Why y'all not pregnant yet? When y'all gonna have a baby? Mm-hmm. I want to see grandkids. I want to see. It's just like, can you let me breathe? I please deal with what I have going on emotionally before I have to deal with you on the outside?
And your scrutiny over my body, and you exactly. don't even understand that my body is literally, you know, a prisoner of, you know, of itself.
Going through craziness.
So ladies, if you're looking for a way to achieve your goals and level up, the solution may be a self-care plan. Self-care is not a luxury, it's a necessity. BadBox helps you put a consistent self-care plan in place so you can prevent burnout on your journey to success. Because ladies, you're on your way. BadBox is a bi-monthly subscription box for the badass goddess. You've heard the phrase, you can't pour from an empty cup. With a subscription to BadBox, you will receive 4 or more self-care and empowerment products delivered to your door, so your cup will always be full. Boxes have bath bombs, face masks, crystals, candles, journal prompts, books, and more. Don't let your cup spring a leak. Grab a BadBox today and get your self-care delivered. Shop at badassgoddess.com. All Let Her Explain listeners can receive a 20% discount to use on retail items, including building your own custom bad box using code HERSELFCARE.
Like, just going through so much. And even with fibroids, it's not just that you have these mass in your stomach. You have extremely heavy periods. Mm-hmm. You have abdominal cramps. Some people have painful sex. Some people, it's just a lot that happens with it. And people are dealing with everything physically and emotionally. And then to walk outside and hear somebody tear them down or make them feel less than because they didn't decide, I want to start having babies at whenever you started having babies, you know?
Yeah.
It's insane. And it's not, we got to do better. We got to just be careful with our words, be mindful of our words, just be mindful that somebody else may be struggling. Somebody else may be having a hard time, and just be kind to one another. Just be considerate. And sometimes just hold your tongue.
Please.
It'll do us all some good.
You know, it really will. It really would. Because just like, you know, when you said that, it just reminded me of, you know, really quick, of Chadwick Boseman and everyone not knowing that this man was struggling. I mean, he's in the last stages of colon cancer and all the scrutiny he was getting online because of his physical looks. That, yep. Of course, you know, and then now all of a sudden when this man passed away, oh my gosh, you know, then you people are feeling bad because they said all these, you know, hurtful things and nasty things about him. Mm-hmm. So that's what goes back to show, go back to what I was saying. Just if you don't have anything nice to say or think about it, we're grown people. We're all adults. We have to act like, if you have to act like a child, think about it. If this isn't nice, I shouldn't say it. If this is not going to be something that's going to, you know, make this person feel good or uplift them, I need not to say it.
And the ironic thing is, I remember one person that said it to me or asked me, I told her in the most polite way that I could, because after a while I had a rehearsed speech of, you know, just like shutting people down in the nicest way I could. Mm-hmm. But I explained to her, like, you know, hey, everybody's in a different space. And she said, oh, I remember when I was in my 20s and my mother-in-law gave me the hardest time and I couldn't get pregnant for 10 years. And I was like, and you turn around and do that to somebody else?
Your lady. Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
It's like you forget that it's hard to be a woman.
I mean, it's just hard to be a human being, but right? It's hard. And the state of the world that we're living in, it's just hard. But the fact that, especially for women who are yearning to be a mother, who are looking at pictures of babies and crying their eyes out because they desire so deeply to have children, and they can't get pregnant because of a multitude of reasons, mm-hmm. and not just because of her or her spouse. And then to go outside in society and get bashed on and looked upon, and then with a rubber stamp labeled infertile.
Mm-hmm.
That right there is so depressing.
It's not okay.
Almost demeaning. It's almost demeaning because we shouldn't be, our whole existence as women shouldn't be labeled. It shouldn't be, oh, we're less than, or we are, our womanhood is, like you said, I'm losing the word for some
reason.
Me
too. Like, but, you know, we're not up to par just because of just because you're not able to conceive.
Yeah.
You're not less than.
Because I can honestly say, me not having kids myself, but God has put, like, so many wonderful people in my life who have children. Like, I have a cousin who, her children, I was there for 2 out of 3 births of her children. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my maternal instinct clicks when I'm around them, mm-hmm. you know, or it clicks when I'm around other people's kids, you know, because it's in me. And I may not have my own, but when I'm around them, I feel that love. I feel that, you know, almost of a surrogate mother to them, because they are like my little babies. Because, like I said, I literally saw them come into the world. So now when I see them growing up, it's like, oh my gosh, I literally saw you come here, you know, and, mm-hmm. and it's a wonderful feeling. And I can only imagine the feeling and pride that she feels or whoever else feels for their own children. But I have that, you know, and I'm able to feel the love to have children around me who are may not be my own, but I get that love. They receive that love from me, and I love them dearly.
Absolutely. And not just that, some people aren't meant to be mothers in the sense Mm-mm. of getting pregnant and having a child. I know people that have adopted children, and you cannot tell the love that they have for that adopted child versus the child that they gave birth to. So if you're a birth mama, an adopted mama, whatever your walk of life is, however you choose to do it your way and do it on your time. And don't let people that feel like they can control your body from the outside verbally control your body.
And don't let them make you feel like you're less than a woman. Don't let, and please don't let the thoughts that it may never happen, because you just never know. Because we as people, we put a time stamp on everything. We Absolutely. Think that we got to have it planned out to the T. I got to be a certain such age to have this title at a job, and this, I have to be a mother then, and then I have to have this certain amount of children by then. And when those things don't happen, we feel, next thing you know, the depression and the sadness and the you feeling like, what happened?
It's because so overwhelming.
It's overwhelming because we put all this stress on ourselves instead mm-hmm. of just saying, God, whenever it happens, you know, because like you said, some also it's a blessing in disguise, because some people aren't really meant to be parents.
No.
And we see so many horror stories in the headlines and the news. So a lot of people aren't even meant to be parents, but for those who yearn to women who yearn to be parents and you've had the medical issues or problems, or it just hasn't happened with that particular spouse or whatever it may be patient, pray about it, you know, but don't obsess, because when Absolutely. You obsess, it becomes an idol.
And, yep.
And when it becomes an idol, that's when it becomes a true bigger problem than that. And you have to really just step away and just say, you know what, God, it's all on you. It's in your control. You know, you know this child before he or she is even in my womb anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So let that child choose you. Because really quick, crazy, I was at a party about 2 years ago. I was helping out a friend, and I was helping out as a manicurist. And so it was basically sticking hands in paraffin wax.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah. So I'm, you know, just helping out for a party. And, you know, so I love to talk. And I was talking with one of the women, and it was two of her children. She had two small girls there, and they were probably like 6 and 7 years old. And they were coming back up to her and talking. And I could tell just how they were speaking. They were very mature for their age. And so they ran away after a certain amount of time. And she's just like, I was like, you know, your girls are really, you know, sweet. And they were really cute little girls. And she's like, yeah, she was talking. I can't remember the exact name, but I'm going to call this little girl Catherine. And she's like, yeah, you know, one day she came up to me. She was like, Mom, I'm so happy I chose you. And she was like, Aww. Huh? She was like, I chose you. I chose you and Daddy. And she was like, what do you mean you chose me and Daddy? And she was like, I was in heaven with God. I was with God. And he asked me to choose between you and some other people. And I looked down and I saw you and Daddy standing out in the yard. And I said, no, I want you and Daddy. And I chose you.
Oh my goodness. That is so amazing. I just got emotional.
Yes. So, and when she's telling me this, my mouth is like, huh? She's like, wow. Yes, yeah. And she's like, she's like, I chose you. She's like, I knew how you were looking. She's like, I knew that you were loving. I knew that you were going to care for me, that you were going to love me, that you were going to take care of me. And that's why I chose you and Daddy.
That is amazing.
So believe me, when that time comes, when God really blesses you, when God blesses you with that blessing of a child, believe me, that child is going to choose you. You just haven't been chosen yet. I just feel like I haven't been chosen yet. You know, mm-hmm. it's not my time. You know, my child is looking down. It's like, homegirl got a lot more stuff you need to get.
Gotta work out them kinks, honey. Kinks,
but I'm gonna come back to her. God, I'm gonna come back to her. Just put a little stamp on her. Mm-hmm. But you know, so yeah. So when she told me that story, I was just like, that is how amazing to feel chosen by your own child.
Absolutely.
For your child to have that, to already know before she was in your womb that you were going to love her, that you were going to care for her, that you were the parent for her.
Mm-hmm.
So good. Yeah, it's so good. And it's stories like that ease my mind and ease my heart that it's okay. When it comes, my little chocolate baby from heaven is going to come down, and he or she is going to be for me. And I say that all to say, take the stress off of yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Love yourselves. Love your body. Even when your body is not loving you the way it should, love it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a temporary dwelling anyway. So love it. Appreciate it, even when it fights back, even when it gives you the heartache and pain, and it gives you the kinks, because it does, and it physically and emotionally does.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to find a space to love it.
So good. Thank you so much for having me. This was so good.
Thank you. I truly am so thankful to have you on and being on your show as well, your Yay. Podcast, you know. So before we exit out, I want to say, if you haven't heard her podcast, like I said, it's Secrets They Kept. It's amazing. It's Thank for, you. It really is. I mean, because we women, even though there is a comparison, I don't know why we always have to feel like we gotta compare against each other, and we gotta, you know, have that kind of you know, I don't like her and all this other stuff. No.
Yeah, like it's not a competition.
It's not a competition.
Oh, we it's gotta love on each other.
We have to love on each other.
Which is what Let Her Explain is about too. Like, it's so dope because like this lady is such a promoter and such a lover of everything that everybody's doing. She's, as long as it's positive, Latrice is like, let me share this on my page.
I feel like that's the least that I can do, because I mean, we're all blessed. There is so much room. There is so much talent for every one of us. There is no need for me to be jealous of you, her or her, whoever else it may be, because we are all talented. We are all queens, and all our stories are different every chapter, because I may be in chapter one, you may be in chapter five, but that does not make the book less boring.
Absolutely not. And I mean, if you're in a chapter further than me, look back and say, hey, honey, I tried that. And you may want to consider this part. Help me.
Exactly. Let us help each other so we can both be better. Like Issa Rae said, when she was starting her the Awkward Black Girl series on YouTube, and she said that, you know, when she started it, she reached out to all her friends, all her college friends and things like that, because she knew that just like her, they needed help getting put on as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in the beginning stages of this, you know, podcasting. This is new to me, but as I go each month, each day is I learn something new. And it's so crazy as the months go by, I have another friend that enters into this podcast world. And so just like my friend before me who helped me out, I'm going to pass the baton to someone else.
Absolutely.
And what I don't know, I'll say, hey, I don't know it, but you know, let's try it out together. But what I do know, you better best believe I'm going to tell you what I do know.
Share and care, which is what like her podcast, Latrice's podcast, is Let Her Explain. Y'all, please check it out. It's so good. And it's literally about just every day as a woman. So many, many, many really good episodes. My favorite one was Quarantining as a Queen. And even the episode that you did about being celibate, stuff like that. It's just about where we are in our lives and just trying to be better and just trying to be good, just the best version of me. So if you want to be empowered and just like just to be reminded that who you are is dope, just how you are, please check out her podcast.
And you do the same, because secrets they kept, she's explaining it all over there, you know, even down from skin issues, because we all, everybody's skin is not the same.
No, ma'am. And, no, no, no.
Not the same. And even when she tells, you know, her story about her her relationship status now, and how open she is about it, and how, you know, like I was, we had a little photo shoot a couple of days ago, and we were sitting and talking, and I had to commend her, because without knowing, you wouldn't, without you saying it, I would never know that she was divorced. I would never know, because you don't have that bitterness. You don't have that cloud of, you know, of jaded. You're not jaded. You have a new outlook. And I love that. I love that you've used therapy, like, okay, honey. You know, and it goes to show you, it, there's nothing wrong with that, because, and it's clear to see your therapy is really helping you, because you're really walking, you've walked out of that situation. And I'm pretty sure it was very emotional and draining.
Therapy, but for you, good women, I got some dope friends,
and that's what it's all about. And for you to come from there into where you are now, and to hear you speak, and you're just like, yeah, but I'm on to the next, and I'm doing, and I'm living. You're learning who you are now. You're getting to know you. You're loving you as who you are, Deborah. You know. And yeah. I love that. I love that about you, and I love that about your podcast, because there's many. We all, when we're all going through it different, it seems different, but yet it's the same.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's so true. We have similar walks. Everybody, mm-hmm. you know, we experience similar things, but this was so amazing. Thanks again, Latrice.
You're welcome. And before I leave, please check me out. I have a website at www.letherexplain.com, yes. as well as check me out on social media, on Instagram at Let Her Explain, as well as Facebook. And the word, please let the people know where they can find you.
On Instagram, it is simply Secrets They Kept.
There you go. So on to a next time, ladies, thank you so much for listening. It's always greatly appreciated that you lend your ear to me and my guest, and on to another episode.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.